principal of St. Peter's School when my children were there, and my children are all way into the adulthood. So we go way back, but I'd like to introduce her. She's going to talk about the religious appeal. Sister.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Some of you might remember me as Sister St. Lucy. When I was teaching here in the 70s, that was my sister's name. And then we had an opportunity to go back to our baptismal names. And so I did. And now I'm Sister Bernadine. And I also have to tell you, I am on a committee that kind of organizes who goes where. And when I was looking down the list, I thought, Immaculate Heart? I am going back to Immaculate Heart. So that brings me here. First of all, let's just think about the scriptures for a minute. We have two strange stories in the scripture today. The first one is about the brothers from the book of Maccabees. And rather than think of what happened to them, we need to think about their message. And their message was, King of the world will raise us up forever. And in the gospel, we have another strange story. The Sadducees didn't really care about the answer that Jesus was going to give them about the Jewish woman marrying each of seven brothers and all of them dying. They were really looking to trap him into something that they could report back. But Jesus used that time, also with a message. God is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. So in both of those strange stories, we have the message of hope. Paul, in the second reading, also encourages us and tells us to be hopeful. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father encourage your hearts and strengthen them. At the turn of the century, thousands of people came from Europe with a hope of coming to the United States to get work, to be able to make a living and have food, and live in a better place. Accompanying them, maybe not directly on that particular boat, but at that time, the religious came from Europe. Our own sisters came from Germany in 1869. And basically, at first, we staffed parishes where they spoke German. Remember the old St. Joseph's Church that was in the corner of Wick? Thank you. That's what happens, you know, when you get older, you forget all those little details. Right across the library. So that was a parish they had here. They went down to Covington, Kentucky, because there were many Germans there. They went to Toledo, again serving the Germans. The Oblates came. They served the Italians. The Vincentians came. They served the Slovaks. So there were many religious that came to help these immigrants. When I entered, with 21 other young women to the Sisters of Notre Dame. I really went to St. Matthias But at Cardinal Mooney, I got to know the Sisters of Notre Dame, and that's where God called me. Through the years, we've had less and less vocations for many reasons. There are smaller families. There are many more opportunities for young women that would not have been around in the 1930s and 40s. So we do not have the young women earning a salary to help support the older ones and the sisters that are in health care. So if you're wondering, where did all the sisters go? We got older. And we need you to pray for vocations. And the other aspect I think about is there will always be religious life. But maybe it's the time for the laity really to rise. And you've been doing that. People of the United States have been doing that. In 1988, the bishops realized what was happening, and then the religious communities would not be able to support their older members. And they started the retirement fund for 10 years. And I thought, oh, I could do that. Then in 10 years, they tacked on another 10 years. And at the end of 20 years, they tacked on another 10 years. So here we are in our 30th year. And last year I thought, oh, no, I'm going to do this again. And then I thought, you might be thinking, do I want to give again? So we both have to say yes. My giving another talk and you giving what you can to help the sisters. This fund has been the most successful fund for the Catholic Church through the years in the United States. It's different from when a missionary comes and says they're from Africa or wherever, and they appeal for their own mission. This fund, the appeals are made right across the whole United States, and all the money goes to one central office that is run by a sister to Washington, D.C. Then, any community in the whole United States can ask for some of that money according to what their community needs to help support their older sisters to provide health care for them. Our sisters have gotten money from there. A lot of the sisters from the diocese, their communities has. But that's kind of how that works. So it does not come back to the Sisters of Notre Dame directly. It does not come back to me. We join in a fund that is for all religious. So we ask you to think once more about that. The Diocese of Youngstown has been very, very generous. I've been in a lot of churches over 30 years. And I always see that faith in the people. So we ask you to help the religious be hopeful. We ask you yourself to be hopeful and consider that fund next week. Thank you.